The React compiler entered release candidate phase. It's now almost marked as stable. It probably won't take super long until it is, and that of course means you can think about using it in production. Maybe not entirely yet, maybe you want to wait until it's really marked as stable, but in my experience, and I've used it in plenty of apps over the last couple of months, it is pretty stable already if, and that's the important part, if your app follows the rules of React. If you are not following those rules, or if you're, for example, using use effect all over your app in ways that's not the intended use, so if you, for example, have dependencies in there that aren't actually used inside of the use effect function, but you rely on those dependencies to trigger the effect function again, so if you're kind of misusing or abusing use effect, then you might run into problems with React compiler. But to be very honest, that's not really a problem with React compiler, but instead a problem with your code or your code simply not being compatible with React compiler. And that's of course fine. You'll just have to optimize it manually then, because the idea behind React compiler, in case you haven't heard about it yet, is that it will optimize your code for you. It will try to optimize the performance of your React application. By the way, I already do cover React compiler in my course, of course, and also in my book. This brand new second edition, which is fully updated for React 19, also covers React compiler. And the great news is that the usage, or the way you add it to your project, is the same as it was a year ago. You essentially install an extra dependency into your Vite project, for example, and then you can update your Vite config to use that dependency, and that is it. That enables the React compiler. If you are in a project that's using ESLint and that's also using the ESLint React Hooks plugin, then you actually don't even need to install that extra compiler dependency. Instead, you can just use the latest currently released candidate version of that ESLint React Hooks plugin, and that will come with the compiler included. So then it's just that you have to do to enable that React compiler in your project. But what does it do then? Well, at the moment, and that may change in the future, but at the moment, it's primarily about adding use memo, use callback, and memo function calls for you so that you don't have to do it manually. In case you're not sure what that actually is, of course, I covered that in my course in my book, but I'll also briefly introduce you to it here. The idea behind these functions is that you can use them in your code, in your React code, in your React components specifically, to control when which piece of code will be re-evaluated by React, so will be re-executed, kind of. For example, if you have a component where you're using multiple components in its JSX code, and some of those components depend on a state change, but others do not, and you lifted that state up at the moment without React compiler, the entire JSX code and therefore all child components would be re-evaluated, which means their component functions would be re-executed whenever the state changes. If you wrap some of those components with the memo function that's provided by React, though, then you can prevent this, because the memo function ensures that the wrapped component function is only re-executed if its prop values changed. And if that component, for example, receives no props or props that did not change, then it will not be re-evaluated again, which can be a very useful performance optimization that can ensure that not your entire component tree is re-executed and re-evaluated all the time for every small, simple change you might be making. Use memo, which sounds similar but is a different function, is a hook that you can use to ensure that certain calculations you might be performing in your React component functions are not re-executed all the time. For example, if you have a calculation or some logic in there that checks if a certain value is a prime number, but the value you're checking might not be changing a lot, maybe because it's just set when the component renders for the first time, some initial state or something like this, Then, without use memo, you would still re-execute that code to determine whether that number is a prime number or not whenever the surrounding component is re-evaluated. So whenever its state changed, for example. And that's, of course, unnecessary if you know that the value you're using in that computation did not change. You're then just unnecessarily re-executing that code all the time. You can then use memo to wrap that computation and tell it on which value it depends. So to tell it when it should actually re-execute that logic. And it will then not re-execute that wrapped logic if any other value changed or if anything else changed. And that, of course, can be a very useful performance optimization. Use callback is a hook you can use to wrap a function to make sure that the function isn't recreated, if it's inside of a component function, when the surrounding component code executed again. And just with use memo, you can specify a list of dependencies that should trigger a recreation of the function so that it's only recreated if one of those dependencies changed, but not if anything else changed. Now, manually wrapping all your computations with use memo, all your functions with use callback, and all your components with memo is annoying and also not necessarily recommended in all situations. Because for very trivial components, for example, just rendering them over and over again might be more efficient than having that extra step of checking whether they need to be executed or not. But with React Compiler added, you don't have to worry about any of that. You don't have to manually wrap anything with memo, use memo, or use callback anymore, because that's precisely what the React Compiler does for you. It analyzes your code and it finds out which parts of that code, which computations, which functions, which components should be wrapped with use memo, use callback, or memo. And therefore, with the React compiler now being in release candidate phase, you should strongly consider adding it at least to your new React projects. Maybe also to your existing ones. You just should double check that nothing broke after adding it. Because again, if you ignored those rules of React in some places, you might get unintended changes or new behaviors after adding the React compiler. So you should thoroughly check for that. But for new projects, I think it's a good idea to start adding it right now, because it will very likely soon be stable and it can make your life easier and help you ship more performant React applications.